From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in central Baghdad this Saturday, which killed at least 25 people. Authorities say at least 50 were wounded Saturday in the attack. They say the death toll is likely to rise. Reuters reports a suicide bomber detonated one of the bombs while the other was a planted explosive. Ahmed Ahmed is with the paramedics who responded to the blast. He said, when we heard the explosion, we came and we found people wounded and killed and asked, why does this happen in Iraq? There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants usually claim such bombings. The United Nations Security Council set to vote on a resolution that would endorse the ceasefire agreement in Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The draft resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. It says a meeting scheduled for late January between the Syrian government and opposition will be an important part of the Syrian-led political process aided by the United Nations. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria. That's where the ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and militia supporters. China says it's closing down its ivory trade and processing by the end of the year. State Council, China's cabinet, said in a statement to better protect elephants and better tackle the illegal trade, it will gradually stop the processing and sale of ivory. This is VOA News. President Obama will meet with Democrats in Congress Wednesday to discuss ways to protect its signature health care law, as Republicans have threatened to repeal it. The president and Democratic lawmakers hope to devise a strategy to delay the Republican-controlled House and Senate from repealing much of the Affordable Care Act without providing a replacement plan. House Republicans and Congress have voted numerous times to repeal all or parts of the law, which was not taken up in the Senate. While campaigning, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to gut the bill. Republicans have indicated that their first act in 2017 will be a vote in Congress to begin dismantling the health care law. Republicans hope to repeal major parts of the law, but delay the repeal until they can develop a replacement health care plan. Brazilian police say the Greek ambassador to Brazil, who was last seen alive Monday, was murdered by his Brazilian wife and her police officer boyfriend, who has confessed to the killing. Investigators say that they found the body believed to be that of the diplomat Kyriakos Amoridis in a burned-out rental car in the rough neighborhood in a suburb of Rio de Janeiro. The couple had been vacationing there, and the ambassador was due to return to work January 9th. His wife reported to police Wednesday that her husband had left the house Monday night and not returned. Investigators said Friday they found blood they believe was from the ambassador on the couch in the house where the couple had been staying. Police officer Sergio Moreira confessed to the murder, saying he killed the ambassador at the home late Monday, then moved the corpse to the car, where it was later driven to the spot where it was found and burned. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he's handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf has the latest.
An announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour and elegance. Around 100 mourners gathered at the church after Gabor died December 18th. And Debbie Reynolds' son says his mother and sister, actress Carrie Fisher, will have a joint funeral and be buried together.
That's the latest world news from VOA.